This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, it's fair game. If Megyn Kelly wants to interview me for 4 hours and then edit it down to a few minutes and make it look like I'm a fumbling, bumbling idiot with a light underneath my chin, you know, like something out of a horror movie, you know how you do, like under the blanket when you're a kid to scare yourself or scare others. That's what they did. I mean, this is next level baloney. So, yeah, I'm going to have some fun with this then. I'm going to have a lot of fun with it. We're going to open the phones up at the bottom of the hour. And then at the start of the next hour, Roger Stone's got big breaking news about the Comey investigation and Mueller and what they're beefing up to try to do to Trump. It's pretty serious. So that should make the globalist happy. But Trump will defeat it. He's done nothing wrong. But it's going to be hardcore. And then, of course, we're going to have Owen Schroyer and Rob Dew, who went out to the communist George Soros anti-free speech Muslim march, where the Muslims and communists teamed up to attack men, women, and children. And run around screaming incoherently, Ja, si, quacky, ma. I mean, I don't know what language it was. It sounded like Spanish, but it was mainly not even Hispanics out there. It was a bunch of people that looked like they'd escaped from the state mental hospital. And I'm not kidding when I say that. I mean, if I saw this group normally, I'd say, is like a state mental hospital trustee visit, you know, to the planetarium or something? I mean, something's wrong with these people. And that's what's scary about leftists, is they claim they're all intellectual and they're really great and they're awesome. They're not. They're a bunch of drooling, puling, miscreant, malcontent boobies. Now, before I go any further, that's not profane to say boobies. Boobies is a South China Sea multi-thousand-year-old name for pirates. That's why they have the term booby trap. The boobies also would set traps that would pop up like we do in Vietnam with spikes and kill you. No FCC problems with me saying boobies. Again, knowledge is not a conspiracy theory. All you that think you're so-called intellectuals that are liberals, you understand you're not intellectuals. You're imagining you're part of a winning team. You're imagining you're part of the globalist system. You're imagining you conquered America. You're imagining how you're going to teach those three-year-olds, you know, how to perform sex acts on you. That's what they teach in public schools now. And you're just not going to get away with it. Everyone now knows you're a bunch of lobotomized, warped, crazy people that are in your own fantasy land. That wealth produced, that all of this wealth that freedom produced, created a bunch of super spoiled brats. The seventh brat of the seventh brat. And now you're just running around foaming at the mouth with your gleeful behavior, and it's not going to work forever. It's coming down. Here's the big news coming up, though, with Dr. Jerome Corsi. Video emerges of Seth Rich questioning ballot integrity. I'm sure that's a conspiracy theory video, too. In fact, he wasn't even shot in the back. It's all made up. Respect the family. Stop hurting the family. Go to sleep. Don't question mass shootings. Don't question anything. And then we've also got Ivanka Trump on Fox and Friends. Did not expect this level of viciousness. It's all up on Infowars.com. That is coming up. We have a loving religion of priest Molotov cocktail attack. Again, religion of peace. So that's just some of what we're going to be breaking down. New North Korea information. North Korea, not far away from test firing intercontinental ballistic missile. But Trump's bad if he stands up to him. He should be like the Clintons and give them nuclear weapons and nuclear reactors and delivery systems like they gave North Korea and the communist Chinese. And then Chelsea Clinton, when she's not robbing Haitians or other folks in the money laundering Clinton Foundation that's committed all these crimes. There's no special prosecutor, no investigation of just admitted criminal servers, admitted massive criminal fraud everywhere. It's all Donald Trump. Chelsea Clinton blasts Kelly, Megyn Kelly, for Alex Jones interview. How could you talk to such a liar? Well, how they talk to someone that tells the truth is, edit everything I say by asking the same questions over and over again. And I realize at a certain point, I should have just said, no, I've already answered your question. Let's move on. But they'd have used that, too, and just said I didn't answer the question. But I just went in there, openly did the interview, which they're now making a big national story. Because they're trying to prop up Megyn Kelly while claiming that they're against Megyn Kelly. Yeah. Then fine, cancel it. maybe I should agree with, I agree with Chelsea. I'm so horrible. Megan, don't air your piece. We'll be back.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And I always feel like
Dr. Jerome Corsi is joining us, and I'm going to open the phones up at the bottom of the hour on any subject you want to discuss. And Roger Stone's popping in with big news. And then we've got two of our reporters that were in downtown Austin for the Antifa, anti-fascist, which is communist, and Muslims. They were wearing helmets with red crescents on them and helmets with hammers and sickles on them. And they were beating up men, women, and children. And then the state police in riot gear, we have like hours of this footage. We're going to play some of it coming up at the end of the third hour. Attacking people and hitting them, and the police would only come over and stop them. I guess there were a few arrests. I mean, they should be hitting them over the head. There's video of them with clubs and helmets running into police when the police are doing nothing, and they put up with it because they're liberals, they're communists, they're Muslims. You know, that they've only killed hundreds of millions of people, each group. 140 million Hindus murdered by Muslims alone. Hundreds of millions killed by communists. So because they're part of groups that have killed far more than Hitler, they're loving and liberal, and they've got to be protected. And then they would scream, This is what a police state looks like. Don't violate my free speech. While they were attacking men, women, and children. Those videos are all up on InfoWars.com, but I've asked Owen, I've asked Dew, so I need a bigger crew. They went out, they shot the videos, it's all raw. I said, you got to boil this down to like 10 minutes, because I watched hours of it Saturday. Hours of it. And then yesterday I watched hours of it. And my kids are like, hey, why don't you take us, you know, on a hike or something to the Greenbelt, Dad? And I'm like, watching it on my, you know, iPhone. So we're going to boil this down. It happened all over the country, beating up women, throwing feces on people, attacking police, and it's on the news. Yay! Yay! The liberals went out against the racist anti-Sharia law march. Sharia law says cut women's genitals off, put hoods over their heads, throw gays off buildings, chop people's arms and legs off. If a woman gets raped, then she goes to prison. And the left is defending it everywhere. USA Today and others say the sign of feminism is the hijab. And I guess that Hitler's the sign of Jewish rights or something. No, it's the antithesis. It's the opposite. It's insane. It's out of control. It's crazy. And it shows how nuts the left is. Now they've got big hit plays in New York that Time Warner and all the rest of these people are involved in that they won't disassociate themselves from. We can put up the Drudge headline right now at drudgereport.com where they show them killing Trump. New York Times stands behind Trump assassination play. Time Warner still funding CNN host Hale's masterpiece. This is a week after Kathy Griffin, you know, chop his head off. They want the revolution. They're the violent bullies. They're the scum. Just like Ivanka Trump, Trump has come out and said, to Fox and Friends, this level of viciousness, we're going to play it in a moment, in D.C. is unprecedented. These are bullies desperate to whip up a civil war in America. It shows what brazen, sickening, reprobate, dangerous criminals they are, a clear and present danger. And then I'll talk to Dr. Corsi about this. Megyn Kelly comes to town. I know it's going to be a hit piece, but I've never had someone lie to me and say, I promise it's a profile. You're big. You know, I just did Putin. Even that big exclusive couldn't get her ratings up. And then it was the most vicious cross-examination, asking the same questions over and over again over 4 hours. You ask, why did I do that? I agreed. It was a profile. It's not a profile. It's an investigative piece with a light under my chin so I look like a monster. But I walked into the lion's den. Because we're going to be able to then expose how they edited it, how they manipulated it, and how they deceived the American people. They're a joke. And people know not to trust the media. So people that don't know who I am, they're going to come to InfoWars.com, and they're going to find out. People in the office are making the joke. They're like, who is that guy? We don't recognize him. He gained 100 pounds. They had to have stretched the video. We've got video experts looking at it now. I mean, I don't care. I'm not a vain person. But, I mean, teeny Jedi. I mean, did Jabba the Hutt get interviewed by this lady? It's amazing. So that's coming up. Also, Seth Rich, new video. You know, the guy that got shot in the back. We're not supposed to investigate. We're just supposed to shut up and, you know, not get into that. Well, here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Video emerges of Seth Rich questioning ballot integrity. As we already knew he was doing behind the scenes, according to our sources, only confirming more. Right now, let's go to InfoWars.com. D.C. Bureau Chief, as he sets that up, Dr. Jerome Corsi. Doc, what a time to be alive.
Oh, it's an incredible time to be alive, Alex. And, you know, you've said that this is the whole point of the InfoWars. We're in an information war. It's a government and a mainstream media designed to put out disinformation. To create disinformation, and the Megyn Kelly, which is obviously going to be a hit job, is not going to persuade any of the people who listen to InfoWars and are dedicated followers of you in the program. It's going to be obvious that this is just another, you know, leftist attempt with the mainstream media to silence InfoWars and to discredit InfoWars as a news organization. And it'll fail. It'll be transparent, and those who have followed InfoWars for years will not be persuaded by Megyn Kelly's lighting or her theatrics.
They're clearly getting desperate. They're upping the calls for violence. Where do you see this going, Dr. Corsi?
Well, I think it's clearly an out-and-out war. I mean, it's the reason we're dedicated to expanding the Washington Bureau, where I think we'll put into place a program over the next bit of time to have InfoWars be able to compete with the Fox Newses of the world. The internet live streaming is the future. And this is just the beginning, I think, of an information revolution in which the American people are just going to no longer be spoon-fed the CIA paid for mainstream media leftist propaganda. I mean, it's a shock to realize that the mainstream media, since Operation Mockingbird in the 1950s, some of the most senior people, most respected people, including Robert Novak, including Joseph Alsop, were on the CIA payroll, were regarded as the sources that the Warren Commission could be reported to, because the government knew they could lie and the New York Times and the Washington Post would cover for them. We're facing the same thing with Megyn Kelly. Now she's gone to NBC. She's gotten a bigger megaphone. She's gotten a bigger sponsorship from the deep state, and she's about to do her hatchet jobs, which I think are going to ultimately fail, and we will continue to beat by reaching the people directly through the internet.
How can Jeff Bezos, one of the top Obama globalist backers, one of the top Hillary backers, get $600 million from the CIA, the left is at the top of it, we know there's some good people in there, to put out stuff in the Washington Post where the Washington Post writes articles admitting we're lying about Trump because he's bad? They've gotten so immoral that they've had articles in the New York Times, the Washington Post. In fact, guys, I forgot to do this. You grabbed me yesterday's stack with the New York Times and all those articles where they're saying that FBI director never said under oath that Trump did not tell him to stop an investigation. He did twice, but they're writing articles, Dr. Corsi, saying we're liars. That never happened. That is next level. There's the headline. A pro-Trump conspiracy theorist, a false tweet and a runaway story. They then show the text and say he made it up. We have the video May 3rd, and we have the June 8th of the Senator Burr, and the same answer. This is next level.
Well, I think the Washington Post actually ran an article this weekend saying that they don't have to be fair and balanced, that they can decide that President Trump is an illegitimate president, so it's their now as a duty to do everything they can to destroy the presidency. I mean, this is a complete bias that has been in our media for 50 years.
Exactly. So why are they declaring we'll lie? I mean, this is, how are they doing this?
Well, I think first of all, the mainstream media is getting cornered because InfoWars, others are exposing daily the hypocrisy, the moral vacuousness of the left, and showing how they will lie. They will go to any extreme to destroy you, Alex, me, anyone who dares oppose them. I mean, they go to the extent of killing people. And the Seth Rich murder definitely needs to be investigated, and the mainstream media gives it no attention whatsoever. It's a controlled, politicized, every bit as much as Pravda was under the Soviet Union. Our intelligence agencies have developed the techniques of propaganda, and this is a propaganda attack. Disinformation against President Trump, and it won't stop until President Trump decides and knows he's got the power of the presidency, and he begins a counterattack, which puts the mainstream media, Comey and others, under investigation, takes steps like pardon Flynn, and then there's no investigation that could mean anything, and a special prosecutor on the Russian collusion, which will not stop, even though there's no evidence for it. Because we're not dealing with news, we're dealing with propaganda. Megyn Kelly is a disinformation artist.
And we're about to go to break, and we're going to come back and play these clips. We have Senator Burr last week. We have a hearing in May 3rd. The same thing. Comey saying, no one told me to stop an investigation, including President Trump by name. Then they run a news article on Saturday titled, A Pro-Trump Conspiracy Theorist, A False Tweet and a Runaway Story by Jeremy Peters. And then they ran other articles as well saying, I'm a liar, you're a liar, Jack Posobiec's a liar, everybody's a liar, and then you can verify this is real. I don't see how they think they'll get away with it. It is like delusional-level deception. But, folks, we're going to play these clips for you. But also, here's... here's the key. A lot of mainstream media isn't lying. AP, London Independent, and a bunch of others ran the headline, Comey, Trump never told me to stop investigation. So not all of the mainstream media is lying. It's the Washington Post, the New York Times, CNN, MSNBC. They are total liars.
I love sporting events. The atmosphere, the crowd. I even enjoy waiting in line. Because while I'm standing next to you, the RFID scanner in my pocket is capturing your personal information. From debit and credit cards, even your apartment building key. So you'll still be paying for this game long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect Dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all Dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchases of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com.
Imbrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic, high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayers, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imbrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores, buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imbrix Essentials.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue Bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump Bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Alex Jones Show. Dr. Corsi's our guest. Your calls are coming up in the next segment. We'll get into the latest on Seth Rich and more. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Oh, today, that's right, I forgot. Today, we're doing a new test where we're going to give out the studio number and not the GCN number. So we're going to do that coming up, I guess, at the start of the next segment. Or we can do a deal where you guys bring me the number and hang it in there on the wall, the new number I'm supposed to give out. That'd be great. Or maybe type it up there for me. A lot of little production things like that to keep ourselves busy with. So as soon as I see that number typed up there, I will give you that number. It's 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX, because we're taking the calls in here in our own studio system today. 877-789-ALEX is the number. We're producing the whole show in-house here today, not through the great folks up at GCN. 877-789-ALEX. So that's coming up. Look at these little headlines I just ran into. Then we'll get into the clips I was just mentioning. CNN's Fareed Zakaria hails Trump assassination play as a masterpiece. That's up on Infowars.com. Talk about CNN being a terrorist organization. Also, report, Trump gives previous 4th of July deadline to clean up the White House. Clifford Cunningham, Infowars.com. Going back to Dr. Corsi, why do you think they're pushing so much violence? What is the point of that?
Well, the left has gotten to a point of desperation. The Trump victory was completely unanticipated, unexpected, as the gaining of influence of the what they call the alternative media. I mean, the internet media, InfoWars, already rivals Fox in terms of its viewership. And people are not depending on the mainstream media to get their news any longer. If it weren't for Bezos and the Washington Post or Carlos Slim and his millions, the New York Times would have closed a long time ago because their influence is waning. And so as they see they're losing, they're getting more desperate. I mean, Soros, the CIA, and by the way, the CIA needs to be reamed out and cleaned. I mean, John Brennan, who was Muslim, a complete operator in favor of the Muslim Brotherhood, anti-American, both the CIA and the FBI, as well as the IRS and the EPA, have been packed with leftist operators.
Well, it's like this winner lady that changed her name to Reality Winner, who was trying to join the Taliban, hated all whites, even though she was white, calling for white genocide. She was put with a top security clearance in. This is the type of lunatics that the SJWs in control have basically packed into the government. God help us.
And they think that they're completely legitimate in leaking information. I mean, James Comey leaking, and he admitted it on the witness stand, was shocking. I mean, here is the FBI director trying to move the news and leaking information about a private conversation with the president. I mean, this is beyond the pale. I mean, the Comey and his operatives, including Mueller, need to be fired and dismissed.
This is totally illegal. This is, and of course, he also leaked fake info. Let the media put out lies that he was ordered to obstruct justice, then under oath admitted it wasn't the case. So it was fraud. It wasn't just an illegal leak. It was fraud.
And the key that we're fighting a disinformation propaganda campaign here is that it's proceeding on this Russia meme without any evidence, admittedly with no evidence. So, you know, where there's abundant evidence to go after the Clinton Foundation, to go after the Clinton emails, now after Comey's testimony to investigate Loretta Lynch, none of that happens. And the mainstream media is in lockstep with the CIA funding, backing people who are disinformation artists like this Megyn Kelly.
And by the way, it's admitted that they legalized under Obama 4 years ago, the CIA engaged in domestic propaganda, and it's admitted that they are ordered hit pieces against InfoWars, against Drudge, against President Trump. I mean, we are literally in a war.
And a war in which the government is manipulating it's an InfoWar. It's exactly why we're, you know, at the center of this, because it's the government implementing a deception of the reality that you're perceiving. In other words, no proof that Trump interfered or colluded with the Russians. Well, therefore, it proves it's true. And you're supposed to believe that. It's supposed to be the Joseph Goebbels repeating a lie often enough that it becomes the reality. And the disinformation artists like this Megyn Kelly are out there to do hit jobs.
That's right. And she's failing. I mean, it's failed Megyn Kelly should be the hashtag. And, of course, Facebook and all of them are involved, exploiting, trying to stop us. But, oh, Trump gets his own few bots. He's evil. We're going to be right back to
We're
play those clips
march.
And go to your calls.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the top of the listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to your phone calls here in a few minutes. I've got to play these clips I mentioned because we catch the New York Times, Daily Beast, all of them, just outrageous lies. Alex Jones lied to his viewers and said that Comey said no one tried to tell him to stop the investigation. And we had three clips of that last Thursday. We have other clips, and they just say we're liars and show the actual quotes, but don't link to where we said it. And then at the bottom of the story, knowing nobody reads that, they go, well, the reason we're saying they're lying is it was May 3rd. But they were talking about a February memo, February 18th, where he said that the president did try to influence him. And we said, so he's either lying on May 3rd or he's lying in the memo. So now he says the memo didn't say that, but he let the media run with that for months. It's so frustrating to then be called a conspiracy theorist because I have a memory. It's like I'm cursed with this memory. Becca, Sam, O'Brien, Morgan, Jennifer, Tom, John, Stephen, all of you. Your calls are coming up with Dr. Corsi here in a few minutes. Just briefly, to say we're under attack is an understatement. We've never had more viewers. We've never been more successful. We are bringing in the same amount of revenue we were bringing in last year, despite the fact they've been trying to take our sponsors and kick us off Google Ads and things like that. But despite all that, you have come through purchasing products. We found some other advertising systems that work better than Google. I'm going to be telling you about that soon just because it's so cool and it's been so successful, and they're not censoring us. So one door closes, other doors open. But it is so essential that if you need a high-quality gravity-fed filter for your shower or your bathtub, we go out and find the very, very best at the very best prices. We have five different brands of gravity-fed stainless steel filters that are apples and oranges. Some are better than this. Some are better than that. They're all remove stuff down to almost undetectable or undetectable levels, depending on what the compound is. There's thousands of different things in the average tap water and average well water. You are crazy if you're not filtering your water with a system that actually cuts this out. Now, reverse osmosis cuts out the minerals. These systems don't. So whether it's Pure or Alexa Pure, they blow away all the other gravity-fed filters out there, or I'd be carrying 20 brands. They are the best, Alexa Pure and Pro Pure. Side by side, some are better than this, some are better than that, but I use both of these in my personal life. We have some other great systems, some three-stage filters and systems, but by purchasing that there, you can read all the great reviews, you make the broadcast possible. Now, we have to end the special on one of our most popular products, and that's Super Blue. Made in America, high quality, private labeled at the biggest organic facility in the country that makes Tom's of Maine. The folks that make it for us make it for Tom's of Maine. We add the iodine, the colloidal silver with the tea tree oil, with the peppermint. It's a big tube. It's concentrated, 4.8 stars, 1,400 plus reviews on Power Reviews. That's third party major site. It's amazing, and it funds our operation. You get 10% off additional when you sign up for AutoShip. That way you don't have to forget and run out of toothpaste. We have a combo deal with the 10-to-1 organic mouthwash, where it's 10-to-1 concentrated for the same bottle, same amount of money as a regular bottle of mouthwash. Emrex Essentials is 25% off when you sign up for AutoShip. So take advantage of that. You can cancel any time. 888-253-3139. Also, we have a new shipment of BioTrue Selenium that is back in. And BioTrue Selenium goes like a horse and carriage with the Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Iodine, the good halogen. Learn about the iodine conspiracy. Learn about how most iodine is bound so you don't absorb it. Find why it has an unbelievable 4.9 reviews. Nobody's got that on third-party sites, because it's so powerful. Survival Shield with the BioTrue Selenium. Massively discounted, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And funding us as we expand. You know, I love the globalists and their operatives here in Austin. That's a whole other subject. I mean, they have got whisper teams, media people contacting my crew, saying we're going under, saying we're going to fall. Then the very media calls me and goes, I hear you're going under. We're building a $500,000 studio next to me. We are trying to hire three new crews. We just gave everybody raises because our listeners are supporting us. It's total lies. Rumors of my death have been greatly exaggerated, to quote Mark Twain. And a lie goes halfway around the world before the truth puts its pants on. You know, they say in this promo, the fast-talking Texan. I'm not fast-talking in person. I've got your calls, tons of news, so much info. I get sped up because I'm agitated. I mean, you don't get agitated by their lies. You don't get agitated by them saying Trump's going to fall any minute to create that perception when all he's trying to do is cut our taxes and restore the republic. You don't get agitated by these people playing psychological warfare games and want them to fail. You don't get agitated by this headline, a pro-Trump conspiracy theory. A false tweet and a runaway story. And then it shows the tweet of Jack Posobiec. And it's a quote from the May 3rd hearing. And they tell you it's totally fake till the end of the long article. No one, hardly anybody reads it and says, well, the deception is it's an old time he said this. He didn't say Trump by name. Really, Thursday he said Trump by name three times. They're still in the news saying Comey did not say Trump never tried to order him or influence him. Yes, he did say that. But I'm going to put all that aside. I'm going to play the clips because this isn't just my opinion. Other MSM told the truth. and said that Comey said he was never ordered to do that. I'm going to play that clip first, right now. Here is Senator Burr, one of three times last Thursday on national television where he said that Trump never ordered him to do that, just exactly as Trump said. And he admitted he told him he wasn't under investigation for Russia. Something else the media said never happened. I mean, folks, they think you're morons. They think you're idiots. And I'm betting, and Trump's betting, you're not. Here's the clip.
Director Comey, did the president at any time ask you to stop the FBI investigation into Russian involvement in the 2016 U.S. elections?
Not to my understanding, no.
Did any individual working for this administration, including the Justice Department, ask you to stop the Russian investigation?
No.
Director, when the president...
And then he goes on from there. He says it repeatedly. Again, that's not imaginary. That's caught the nails of their lies to the Washington Post, the New York Times, who admits they're lying to you for your own good. Every week they write editorials saying they're lying. I mean, who can do that? I study Russia. I study North Korea and stuff. They never, only North Korea lies like this. Okay? I mean, these lies are cuckoo level. Here is the May 3rd hearing where he says nobody, not just the Justice Department, nobody would do that because that's a big deal. Here it is.
So if the Attorney General or senior officials at the Department of Justice opposes a specific investigation, can they halt that FBI investigation?
In theory, yes.
Has it happened?
Not in my experience, because it would be a big deal to tell the FBI to stop doing something that, without an appropriate purpose. I mean, we're oftentimes, they give us opinions that we don't see a case there, and so you ought to stop investing resources in it. But I'm talking about a situation where we were told to stop something for a political reason. That would be a very big deal. It's now, not happened in my experience.
Not happened in my experience. Okay, it would be a big deal. Now, let me show you the New York Times again. This is Saturday. A pro-Trump conspiracy theorist, a false tweet, and a runaway story. They dehumanized Posobiec, who was high-level Trump campaign, ran one of the biggest groups, very successful. He's not a human. He's a conspiracy theorist. Here is what they say is fake. Comey, not in my experience, because it would be a big deal to tell the FBI to stop doing something like that without an appropriate purpose. I mean, where oftentimes they give us opinions that we don't see a case there, and so you ought to stop investigating resources in it. But I'm talking about a situation where we were told to stop something for political reasons. That would be a very big deal. It's not happened in my experience. You read this article. It says that that is a fake quote. You need to read the whole article to you on air? Go read it for yourself. They think you've had lobotomies, people. Corsi, again, Dr. Corsi, what do you make of this?
It's typical. The mainstream media is, again, not out to report truth. Not out to be responsible to any standard of veracity. They're a propaganda agency, and that when we produce the truth, their job is to discredit us, to say, no, that's not true. That didn't happen. Now, they're not required to, under any standard in the mainstream media, to prove that what they say is true, and they don't. This entire Russian mem, the entire attack that Comey leveled, is intended to be a deep state coup d'etat to impeach President Trump. And until President Trump begins to really understand how Washington works, the Democrats will spend the entire first year talking about Russia with no evidence. And the mainstream media will attack anyone who points this out and says and cites truth, as we do. We are now targeted by the mainstream media and the deep state CIA and other agencies funding the mainstream media for extinction.
Well, by the way, you're not stupid. You've worked for the State Department and worked in clandestine areas. I'm not stupid. I have high-level CIA sources that are good people. So do you. I mean, hell, we talked to the president. But I'm telling you, Megyn Kelly and that crew she had were total analysts, total operatives. I mean, it was like a CIA substation, Ford Foundation substation, when they had that rented house over there. I mean, it was like a whole crew of professors, basically. And they are so freaked out that they can't break our will. They cannot defeat us. Do they understand we're destroying them right now, Corsi?
Well, that's the whole point. They're desperate. But look at what Megyn Kelly did. First of all, she picked the setting. Then she picked the lighting. Her lighting on her is designed to make her look great. The lighting on you is made to make you look terrible. Then they put you through an interrogation where your first answer isn't good enough. Your second answer isn't good enough. And hard-hitting questions where she's looking like she's, you know, really boring in for the truth. And you're on the stand. You're defending yourself. You must be guilty. I mean, Hitler couldn't have produced a better show trial. This is all propaganda. This is not news. These are techniques. These are techniques that are used to discredit Alex Jones, a discredited InfoWars, and they won't work because our audience sees past it. That's why InfoWars and the Internet are so desperately threatening to the control of the mainstream media, as the CIA has had since Operation Mockingbird was exposed in the 1950s.
I mean, everybody knows you light one half of somebody's face and from the bottom. That's called Halloween lighting.
Exactly. I mean, the whole there's 10 techniques she used. First of all, you know, the repeated questioning on the same issue. Well, the communists have been doing that in interrogation of POWs. We've documented it since Korea. Then the selective picking of answers. She's not going to represent any one of your answers in its entirety. She'll pick this piece from this answer, that piece from this answer, string them together so it looks like you're incriminating yourself. Then she's going to ask questions that are, have you quit beating your wife type questions. You know, how about the poor victims, the mothers who lost children in Sandy Hook? And, you know, how can you say, and why would you believe? And isn't it outrageous that you think?
Oh, she would even, like, cut away after we've been talking and just say some gotcha line again, clearly as a cutaway, and then they mix it all together deceptively, where clearly in the promo, I'm answering questions to other things she's asked to make it look like I can't answer.
And also, you know, look, she starts out, she comes in, and she's all sweet and lovely. Oh, we just really want a nice interview. We're going to be fair to you. This is featuring you. You'll be on national television. And, you know, but then once the camera goes on, now she turns into Barracuda. Now she turns into doing what her real job is, which is Hatchet Man.
And, of course, I knew she was lying. The point is she is a liar.
But that's the whole point. It's a disinformation attack. It's designed to reframe the reality so people see you as, you know, this nutcase in Texas who's off on a, you know, completely insane accusations, when in fact is the truth is that what the mainstream media is doing is they're covering up their lies. And they've done it consistently. It's why I'm so intent on even new information coming out of the Kennedy assassination. It's where they started. I've got memos from within the Johnson administration, where the entire intent was to pay journalists like the New York Times and the Washington Post to support the Warren Report and to hand it out to the Warren Report as a friendly audience. It was all a strategy divined within the disinformation machine of the deep state. And that's what we're challenging. That's what we want people to wake up from. This, you know, mesmerizing dream where the Democratic Party is out to save you. They're out for the poor. Well, Hillary Clinton isn't out for the poor. Hillary Clinton's out to make herself billions of dollars cheating, stealing, and not getting prosecuted for it with a mainstream media that will demonize anyone who dares to point it out.
Well, let me tell you, she's one of the coldest people I've ever been around. Let's play this Seth Rich clip. You're the guy that got gunned down in the back. Here's the video they don't want you to see of him questioning ballot integrity, dealing with him stealing the election from Bernie Sanders. Here it is.
Excuse me, Seth Rich with the DNC. I think several of you have spoken about provisional ballots and rejected ballots. I guess we've looked at as an outside practitioner with a vested interest in training our voters, how do we get better access to data that tells us why ballots are rejected, why ballots are cast as provisional, so that we can analyze that and then develop better training guides?
Can one of the election officials speak to any work you've done with either the parties or other groups on that type of information?
Again, that's the video that's emerged of Seth Rich questioning ballot integrity. A video has surfaced of murdered Democratic National Committee staffer Seth Rich questioning ballot integrity during the election data summit. Rich had valid concerns during the Democratic primary the following year. The New York voters reported that two voter purges occurred of 120,000 people from being able to vote. The scandal months before Rich's death had led to massive outcry from supporters of Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who believed in the DNC was engaging in election fraud to nominee Hillary Clinton. We're going to go to Jennifer in PA that wants to talk about that and then get Dr. Corsi's take. Jennifer, we're not supposed to look at Seth Rich's murder.
Oh, yeah, apparently that is the case. And I don't want to touch on the whole story about Seth Rich. It just goes to show you whether it would have been the Trump movement or it would have been the Sanders movement. Either way, that points to what was going on in America at this time. So I wouldn't be surprised if more people did start digging, just like they did with Pedogate and all this stuff. I mean, now you have the tools to do that. You know, whereas 20, 30 years ago, you didn't. You didn't have the access to all this.
That's right. Where do you think Seth Rich is going? They're really scared of that report.
Seth Rich is really a danger to the entire establishment. And look, we don't have the Washington Police Department report. We don't even know what hospital Seth Rich was taken to. The mainstream media won't cover it. You won't see anything in it in the Washington Post, the New York Times. They want to destroy the story. But yet, I published a 3-series articles on InfoWars that made it absolutely clear that Seth Rich was the leaker. It was an inside job.
And he was executed.
And the Democrats are going to do that consistently and cover it up. You know, they're capable of executing a president. And Donald Trump has got to watch because he is under attack for impeachment. And if they can't impeach him, the other consequences are...
That's right. We're going to take more calls, but then I want to ask Dr. Corsi. I mean, what happens if they kill Trump? I'd say 50-50 he's dead by a year from now. They're tending to kill him. Stay with us.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
The preacher man says.
The preacher man says it's the end of time.
You know, I can broadcast and sound just like this. Until I got on air, that's how I talked. But then over time, I learned to talk faster so I could get more in. But over time, it gets worse and worse, so I'm trying to slow it down. So everybody starts thinking Alex is talking a little slower sometime, and I actually didn't sound like I'm from Texas. That's what I sound like if I start talking slower. But if I go into this mode that I've been talking for more than half my life, then it doesn't sound like I'm from Texas, because I'm just shows how your speech patterns change as your job changes. But nobody trained me, so that's why the broadcast is all over the map here. The broadcast is really all about necessity. We're going to continue with your phone calls in the next hour. Roger Stone's going to join us. Dr. Corsi's going to ride a little bit of shotgun with us. We can have a roundtable discussion. But I do want to go back to your calls. A lot of calls about Comey and a lot of calls about Seth Rich. And I see Corsi looking at the clock. If he's got to go at 5 after, he can as well. I know he's doing a lot of interviews. How are you on time, Dr. Corsi?
I've got as much time as you want. I was actually just watching the basic news, what's coming out of the out of Washington right now and the attacks on Trump. I think this New York Times has just supported this assassination play, and I think it's another attempt by the deep state to desensitize the American people to the kind of hit that was planned on JFK by the deep state. We're already getting desensitized. There's so much stuff out about it. Assassination, assassination, assassination. I think the deep state is already telegraphing its intent.
You know, we should do a whole broadcast, an emergency broadcast with a roundtable soon about what you just said. That is the most important thing I've heard in a year, is clearly they are desensitizing the public, so when he finally gets killed, there aren't riots, there's not freaking out, everybody's just heard it so much, we psychologically accept it. They are undoubtedly preparing us to assassinate Trump. You heard me say, I think within a year of 50-50, he's dead. What do you think of that statement, Dr. Corsi, and can we stop it?
Well, I think, first of all, I've been writing, if you read my Twitter feeds and what I've been writing on InfoWars, that right now Donald Trump is in the fight of his life. The Democrats either think that they can impeach him, and this is the deep state. This is the deep state, the far left, funding the mainstream media. They think that they can, this is all about finding some theme, and it doesn't matter if it has any evidence or not. Play gotcha enough, get a mistake to be made. Just explain away what Comey says. Keep pressing the Russia mem. That's all aimed at impeachment. If they can't impeach him, then they're going to assassinate him. And we're getting telegraphed already that that plan is underway. And it's the deep state. It's people who are within the CIA, just like it was Alan Dulles and the others within the deep state that planned the assassination of Kennedy.
And by the way, you've worked in and around presidents. You've known Trump 40-plus years. You did, secretive work with the State Department as a consultant. You're a Harvard, top graduate in international finance. I mean, you know what you're talking about. You're a three-time number one New York Times bestseller. And for people that are just joining us, I mean, you don't just say stuff like this. They're clearly preparing this. So let me ask you, then we're going to break and go right back to calls from Tom and John, Stephen and Morgan and O'Brien and Sam, and everybody. What should Trump do? I mean, he needs to get aggressive, call them out. Sessions needs to start indicting some of these people.
Well, the presidency has enormous power, and Trump better start using it. Better start realizing that in Washington, all these people are his enemies. He's got to fire Priebus. Don't wait until the end of June, as he says he's going to give him more time. Just fire him. Get rid of all the people in the administration who have been there from Clinton and from Obama. Get rid of them. And start using the Department of Justice and the FBI to investigate Comey, Clinton, and the others. Fight back. Counterattack.
Absolutely. Look, this is such sedition against the country and the attempted overthrow of our republic by clear outside forces. I support the president right now moving against these people physically. I mean, let's be honest. We're in a war. I would support the president making a military move on them right now. The country's in that bigger crisis. We need to go ahead and move.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After being sold out for months.